Okay, so this is the second attempt to do a proper recording. I've done this so many times. What's really crazy is, like, for those who are listening to this now later when it's published, I've done this so many times where I've gone live on TikTok and engaged with people who want to talk and chat and, like, have some conversations and have some fun whilst recording this on a different platform for my audio podcast. And what's unfortunate is sometimes just my equipment or my gear, I need to do like a full equipment update, because right now I had like 10, I don't know, almost 10 minutes into this whole thing and then had to restart it. So that's really unfortunate. But here we are. And hey, everyone, for joining. Thank you for being here. And what I'm going to do here is sometimes a little divisive for my regular listeners. But it's, you know, kind of par for the course for those who like to join the TikTok live shows, which is where, like, I have some topics and some information and some updates I want to get into, some stories, some funny stories, and I want to engage and, of course, answer your questions and hang out a little bit while at the same time engaging with TikTok. So, Heike, hello from Florida, originally from Nuremberg. Nice. Heike, I hope you can make it back to Germany for next year. Maybe in October or November, because maybe I have a pretty big live comedy tour coming where you could come and join with your friends if you want. User 26401248611149. Legend has it you're actually American. Legend has it. I don't know why I feel like you're British. I feel like I know you. I feel like I know who you are. Yes. Well, I'm from the States. Yes. I wish I was from South America, but it's, unfortunately, it wasn't in the cards. Heike. Oh, man, I'll be back in June, because that's when kids are out of school. Yeah, that's the thing, right? It's like, when you live abroad, or when you have family or friends who live in different countries, you always have the same pattern of travel, the same pattern of vacation. And it's unfortunate also because the fact that, like, the traveling costs go up, they skyrocket. So you're always kind of stuck playing by the rules of the companies that know that you're going to have to do it during that time. And it can be more expensive and tough, and also very limiting. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do. I totally understand that. People are going to have to always, you know, play around the restrictions of you know, school, or, you know, Christmas time or whatever. But maybe someday you can, or maybe someday I can also come to the States. Like, that would be such a dream. This is a real old school callback for people who may have followed me for a while, or people who have been listening to my old podcast for a while, maybe. Last year, I did Christina P's podcast in Austin, Texas, and, you know, she had some great advice for me where, you know, we talked off camera a bit about, you know, taking this Johannes character. You know, I don't know if anyone knows Adam Ray. Adam Ray is this really funny comedian who does this, like, Dr. Phil bit, and it's just grown and grown and grown, and he's been able to, like, expand it into other things. And I was thinking about maybe, you know, taking this Johannes character as a character into America to do some touring around there, doing some shows as Johannes, sort of like reflecting American culture back at the audience via the lens of my German character, which I think could be a lot of fun. It also is kind of a different approach to my comedy, in the sense that here I do the videos as Johannes reflecting German culture back. And I think if I went there as Johannes and reflected American culture back, it'd be a different muscle to try and strengthen. And it could be a lot of fun, because also I'm from there. I'm from the South, especially. So it could be a lot of fun. It could be a really cool, exciting thing to do. So thanks for everyone who's joining. Thanks for the gifts, guys. This is really a fun and exciting start to the live. I don't know if anyone here who's joining currently had the opportunity to see my live comedy shows from earlier this year. For those who don't know, I've branched from doing my, let's see what Heike says here. Also, hear me out. Partner with USO and maybe to some military bases. I'm not meaning to offend you by doing the accent. I don't mean to offend you by doing that, but I had to do it. That's a great idea. I thought about that too. Like a classic sort of Bob Hope thing where you go to all the American military bases, especially in Germany, that could be really great. that's actually a really great idea. And that kind of fits into the, well, not exactly the tour plan that I have for next year, but I'll explain it. Amy, I tried to get tickets to the Munich show, but it sold out. Yeah, Heike, nothing offends me. You're the best. Yeah, this was the thing about the tour earlier this year, right? So it was pretty short. I mean, it was technically a tour because it was more than one city. It was three cities. And we kind of did it in this kind of grunge rock and roll style where, you know, it was three cities, four shows, capacity was like 500 people, and it was all standing. That was the thing. It kind of felt like a rock show, like a sort of an underground, you know, folk rock or punk rock thing. And that was the kind of backfired. Well, it didn't backfire in the sense that I don't think people had a nice time, but it kind of backfired in the sense that I could tell that from about 30-ish minutes in, people just, you know, I'm over 30. People just get tired standing on their feet when they're just listening to comedy. People want to sit down. That's why the tour for next year, the one that's locked in for now, which I'm going to briefly talk about here, but the tour for next year is all seated. So it's much larger venues. It's all seated theaters. And I'm pretty proud of it. And I'm pretty excited. I don't know, again, this is one of those like crazy spontaneous styles of doing this podcast where I have like my beats here on paper, but I'm being consistently distracted by the flashes of this phone in front of me. But what I wanted to get to at the beginning for the regular listeners was that I had the tour earlier this year. It all sold out. I was very happy for it. I was very proud. I was very grateful. I feel like the reaction was really good. I feel like the people who came had a great time. We always had, you know, like an hours long line of people after the show who wanted to come and take a photo and chat. And I love that so much. It means so much to me. It's kind of like a dream coming true. And now what we've done is we've extended the tour for next year. So we're hitting more cities. I think it's 10 cities, and it's Germany, but also Austria and also Switzerland. So it's like, you know, three countries, 10 cities. It's a longer tour. It's all seated arena, not arenas. Oh my God. No, it's seated venues, like seated locations. It's more comfortable. And I think, you know, people are going to be able to, I think when I go see like an alternative kind of performer, if it's spoken word or just one person with a guitar or some sort of like, if it's poetry or if it's comedy, I think that stuff just fits better in a seated location. You know, I think in the last tour, the only city where it kind of really, Jesus Christ, my microphone just plummeted down here. I have to get a new podcast arm. Let me put a little note here to fix that up for later. The only issue, the only hiccup from the tour last year that I really ran into was, in my opinion, maybe people felt differently in different cities, but the only, thank you, Makan, for the follow. The only hiccup that I felt on the tour was in Hamburg. Gotta say, that was the only place where it felt like, not that they didn't have a good time, because again, like I said, every show had like an hours long line of people who wanted to hang out and take photos at the end, which is so cool. And Hamburg also had some very special guests who had come from different cities. Some people had come from the UK to see the live show, and that was really special. But that was the only show where I could tell that standing up for that whole show was just kind of getting to them. You know what I mean? But the good thing is I didn't feel that on the other shows. So it kind of confirmed to me that it wasn't really like an issue with the content. It was just an issue with, you know, the venue setup. And Hamburg famously is the toughest city, one of the toughest cities for, getting, you know, people to like get up and like laugh, you know, they're kind of judgmental, and like my booking agent's from there and she's like, yeah, we're a tough crowd. We're a tough crowd. She knew, you know, she knew going in. But I still had a good time there, and the crowd, who did laugh and engage was wonderful there. So this is no shade on Hamburg at all. But then of course going to Berlin was incredible. And then, you know, Munich, we had like two sold out back-to-back performances there, and it was just great. So for the tour next year, it's much larger and it's bigger locations and it's all seated. And I'm so excited to do that. Makan says, are you British? No, I'm from the States. I'm from the South. Like if I meet people for the first time, I tend to say like, I'm coming from New Orleans because that was the last sort of home that I had before I moved, here. But I was born and raised in Mississippi. And then I spent a long time in New Orleans, in Louisiana before coming here. Thank you guys for the roses. Thanks for the gifts. I appreciate that. So that's sort of the info about the tour for next year. So the cities are booked. The dates are booked. B says, hi, old friend. Hello, B. The tour next year is booked. It's locked in. So, you know, we're going to announce that later, in the spring, early spring of next year. And, I think you guys are going to be really happy with the locations, with the capacity, with the comfort. And, yeah, I hope I'm excited about that. Because also the thing about the shows next year is I can't say what major festival I'm performing at in the summer of next year. But I'm doing something like that. And I'm very grateful to have earned that opportunity. Oh, thank you so much, Nashpati, for the heart me. Thank you so much. So having like my first festival appearance, you know, next summer, and then going into the fall tour dates is going to be like a whole new level here. So yes, thank you for everybody who has supported me so far, because I think I keep repeating myself. The problem with repeating myself on this thing is that I'm looking at the notes and then looking at the thing on the screen and then seeing something, and my brain just deletes what I just said to read, and then it just refreshes. I have to get better at streaming. I really want to do more streaming, but obviously I'm quite bad at it. Hike it. No, it's not that one, but I can't say yet. It is one big one in the summer, and I can't say yet, so I won't tell you. Okay, so now we can get into something different from the promo, because I hate joining onto a live or starting a podcast and only doing promotional stuff, because it feels like I'm milking my own cow. You know what I mean? Like I hate doing that, because I want to make sure that I'm also like entertaining you guys. Something interesting. So, my cousin says, La from Punjab, India. Merry Christmas. Hey, man. Merry Christmas to you. That's the thing here that, you know, you don't hear a lot. you never hear Merry Christmas, I guess, in Germany, but people like wishing you a happy or a merry something before it's, you know, happening. They just don't do that here. So I miss that. And Merry Christmas to you, my friend. I went through an interesting experience recently working in this business, the business of specifically talking about like content creation, people who are working in this game of like really full on making a living, you know, making funny videos and working with brands and stuff like that. This is aside from the stand-up comedy stuff, because I don't really have, I still have never run into any complicated relationships or business problems pursuing that, you know. So this story is mostly about just the job of, you know, doing this, like streaming and making content. I was realizing the other day that there are there's a humongous difference between the two types of people that I tend to know and get to know in this business. And the biggest difference I have encountered, and I guess you could probably apply this to any sort of job that works in a creative field. You know, I've had similar experiences like this in music, where I worked, you know, I still work in music sometimes, but like where that was like my main thing. And you can also say this applies to like the film industry and so on and so forth. But I had an experience where I really was refreshed, unfortunately, with the reality that there are two really different kinds of people in these kinds of games. And there are the people who do what you do, and they will be there for you and support you. And there's the type that don't. I've built a relationship recently, and by the way, you should know that none of these are. Bye, Heike. Thank you for joining. Have a really great day. Thanks for joining. I have to say, like, there's one person I have worked with in this past year who has just been such a ray of sunshine for me. This is a person who I have done content with, who I have worked with on a personal level, made different content with. And this person is just someone that I've learned I can really call on when I have questions about, hey, you know, is what I'm doing in this context right? Is it wrong? Am I slow? Is it, should I have done this instead? You know, pause on this. Nashpati asks, is your sauce available everywhere in Germany? Yes, it is available everywhere in the world, my friend. The link in my bio there, this is my original hot sauce. I worked with Heat Supply in the Netherlands. It's called Ausfahrt to Hell. It's a beautiful, really heartwarming passion project of mine. It's really, really, really good. It means a lot to me. And that link in the bio, you can order it all over the world, literally anywhere. That was a big important thing for us to make sure that you could, of course it's marketed, you know, towards the people who live in Germany because that's where I live, but also, I have family, friends, fans in the States, in the UK, in Italy, in Portugal, in Cairo, and wherever, and this is so you can really get it anywhere. So please, if you like hot sauce and you want to support me, this is the best way to do it. It's also a really great Christmas gift if you know someone who's a fan and, they want to, you know, have a funny face and a funny sticker. This is the sticker that comes with it here. Anyway, so I was really realizing, like, okay, there's this one person who I've had a lot of encounters with, and they are so supportive, and I can really call on them to figure out things about this business as it goes on. And then there's another type. Another small pause here. It is real spicy. Again, like, I'm not German, so I'm not going to go into this hot sauce game and, like, you know, play the safe game of, like, oh, we added 3 flakes of pepper to this ice water. No. It's legit, my friend. So please, if you like spice, go get it. And yes, Makan, I am in Germany. I'm in Bavaria. I realized recently, like, working in this game, there's another type of people, and it's the ones who, I wouldn't say outright take advantage, because that wasn't my experience. Although, of course, in every creative field where you're kind of building a brand based around your image or your style of whatever, that will happen. But there are, you know, creators in this game that just make it so obvious that they are kind of lying to your face about, like, their earnesty is fake. And that drives me crazy. That really drives me crazy. I'm not going to go into, you know, details, and I'm not going to say names, but it's just so interesting when you kind of join a new business and, like, you kind of start getting your, you know, you start like getting the ropes, you start getting like the momentum of understanding how things work. It is still, to me, as this sort of, like, in the South we'd say green, like a little, you know, naive, a little dumb, like, I think maybe it's more hopeful. Like I'm aspirational about people just being good people, you know? And when someone matches that initially, it's so rewarding and so it kind of completes, you know, it kind of adds to the friendship. We're like, oh, I will do anything for that person. I trust that person. I can ask them anything about any sort of insecurity about what I'm doing professionally, and they'll be there, and the answer is not going to be any judgment, and they're going to give me the best advice that they can. And then there's this other type where immediately after one sort of style of behavior, you can go, okay, here's a huge wall. You're not like the person I thought you were. You're not like a actual human that I can engage with and like be vulnerable in front of, which is how I behave. Like that's how I live my life. If I like someone, I just immediately, the walls just shatter, you know? Pause. American in Germany or German in Germany? I'm an American in Germany. And that's the kind of experiences I've been kind of learning how to digest, or, you know, get used to understanding that's how it is, you know? And it's a little disappointing because you kind of imagine that if everyone's just a content creator working from their home or from, you know, from their hometown, doing things in their own way and trying to do their best from their own original concepts, that maybe there's a bit of humility involved. But just like with acting or with directing or with composing or with painting or with poetry, there's always going to be a handful of people that just cross that line. Okay, so that was some recent vague updates about the tour for next year and for recent experiences I've been going through. I would happily, at this point, we have a small group here with us, but I still have some time here on the live. And I would take this chance now to talk to anyone who wants to chat, play with any sort of questions. If you guys want to share the live to any friends who might want to, you know, now they know that my yapping is done and they want to just talk a bit about my content or about living in Germany, I would take that chance now. Otherwise, you know, I'm not going to drag this on too long. I don't have all night or something anyway, but I don't want to, I don't want to yap into the void, but you know, I don't share lives at least on this one because I don't have too much time. I'd like to have control over when things end, but I will answer things that are typed to the best of my ability. And I did want to say also that I'm working with a new editor for those who like my content online. I'm working with a new editor soon, and hopefully we'll have like a good sort of rapport going on. Robot, hi. Hello. Thanks for joining. And what did I put here? End of what? I can't even read my own handwriting here. What did I put here? You ever just write something down? You can't even read it. How long have you been in Germany? Hello, Amy. So I think this is year 9, which is disheartening. It's bananas. How long have you been here? I was talking to someone the other day about this and realizing that you've crossed, more than crossed the, you know, 3, 4, 5 year mark is really startling. You start realizing like, oh, not only have I been here for much longer than I want, but I am an old person now. You know what I mean? Like now I don't know like where I've been and who I've been for this long. You start, you know, like when you move abroad, you fight so long to fit in and to get the engine running in that new place, to make friendships and to get a job and to sort of like foundationally put your feet in, you know, on the ground there. And then you blink and all of a sudden it's been 7 years of you trying to do exactly that. And now you're just a few steps ahead of where you were when you started. And it's a little bit like, oh my God, what am I doing? Garden Audi, how much German do you need to know to get around for a visit in Germany? Just for a visit? Oh man. I hear Americans and British and Italians and, you know, Polish. I hear people all the time visiting here who don't know a word. They might say bitte or danke or, you know. But, I mean, if you're just visiting, if you're just a tourist, that's kind of the benefit of, I mean, that's why I hit roadblocks, you know, actually, of learning to full fluency. That's great. You've been studying for almost a year. I have passed my official, like, B1 for the visa, and I do speak German to certain people, and I can understand a lot. But obviously, my content's not in German, and I don't do, you know, full-on, like, I would never, ever, ever lie to people and say that I'm fluent by any means at all. But for just a visit, just for touring around and seeing places, you know, most people would, if they understand that you're a tourist, you can just speak in English. But if you've been studying and you want to, if you want to practice, they will be very happy that you try, and they'll probably, you know, the right person will, you know, help you say the right word and maybe even answer you in German. And it's really sweet. It's really cool. But for just a visit, don't sweat it. A lot of people speak English. Like, and if they're at a certain age where they can't or don't want to, they're never gonna make it tough for you. You know, I think the most important phrase, if you're just visiting and you're trying to get some information from somebody or to make a connection, and you just can't get the German through, you can say, like, Entschuldigung, like, sorry, I can nicht so gut, not so good, Deutsch, German. Entschuldigung, ich kann nicht so gut, ich kann nicht Deutsch, you know, or, you know, you can always mix it around, ich kann nicht so gut Deutsch, ich bin nicht so, you know, blah, blah, ich kann kein Deutsch, blah, 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 blah. Every German in the chat right now is just like, that's not how you say that. Do you see yourself staying here long term? I think right now I can't see, like, a clear and definable end to my time here, because I've been able to make a living, like, through my, like, the observational comedy. There are times where I think about where I might go, what I'd like to do, if I would want to stay exactly in this city, exactly where I am now. And, you know, I can't say, honestly. I think it's easier when you're someone who moves abroad. It might be even easier just to kind of live it, like, in 3 month segments or 6 month segments. That's how I did when I first moved here. When I first moved here, I lived everything in, like, 3 to 6 month segments. It was a system of, okay, I've been here for my 3 month tourist visa. Now I want to stay for three more and see what changes. Get, like, a language learning visa. Okay, now I've done that. I'm at the 6 month part. Okay, I could fill out some things and apply for, you know, keep doing the language courses and apply for a work visa and then maybe stay for a year and see how that goes. And then eventually you find yourself, like, if you're not tremendously unhappy or if the challenges aren't overwhelming you to the point where you give up, then you keep pursuing it, you know. And there's nothing easy about learning the language or trying to make a life here through the wonderful German bureaucracy. But if the rewards, outweigh the struggle, then you'll stay, you know. And so I always thought it's better to see it in small segments. But if you're just visiting, again, not a problem at all. Not an issue whatsoever. Most people, the majority of people, even if they're people from somewhere else, but they live in Germany, they'll probably be able to help you get along your way. But most Germans speak very, very good English. Trek says, Entschuldigung, kannst du die Fresse halten and then walk away in slow motion? No, I don't live in Berlin. I live in Munich. But I do like to visit Berlin regularly. I do like that city. It's really fun. It's a fun place to visit. I've talked about this with friends before, if Berlin would be a place where I could imagine living, but I think it's similar to the vein of being someone who might live outside of LA or New York or Portland or Austin and then travel in to do their work or to see special events, and then they come back out. I being from the South, especially, I tend to like being regularly, like in my everyday life, in slightly calmer places, but not too far from a city. I like knowing that any day, at any time of that day, I could go into a city and be in that city for the day if I needed to. But I, that's quite a question, but I don't know if I could, at least at this, you know, where I am in my life now, I kind of like living a bit away outside of the center just to have more space, like for my studio and for my own peace of mind. I don't know that I could, because also Berlin's so hard to live in, it's so expensive, but it's also a lot, and everyone wants to go there, and it's like such a culture, and it's such a blah, blah, blah. I tend to like having a home spot in a calmer place, but having the opportunity or the consistent sort of freedom to just say, I want to go to the city and just be there just for the whole day, or, you know, do something late into the night, but then, you know, get back to my calm space, you know, the next day or the same evening. Yeah. Let's see if there's anything else I wanted to bring up for this one today. Let's see why Berlin is expensive compared to Munich. Well, Munich is extremely expensive. Munich is extremely expensive. Berlin is too. I think there's less opportunity to live. I'm not sure which one has less opportunity for getting a spot. I think if you live in Munich and you, let's say you live with a partner, and then you, I've had many friends who have exactly lived this story where you live with a partner in Munich and then you guys break up and then it's like their place and then you have to move out and they have to live with friends for so long, months and months and months and months and months, and then they maybe go to stay with their parents if they're German, or to the back home or whatever, and then months and months. It can take so long and it's so expensive, and then by the time you finally get a place that's like a six-person, you know, WG or like a shared flat, and it's so, that's, for me, that's like the most terrifying thing to try and imagine doing now that I'm not in my 20s anymore. Maybe back then it would have been something that I could have, you know, seen the fluid storytelling in. I could have seen like the freedom and like, I'm meeting people, I'm couch surfing, I'm going with the wind. But now I'm like, I'm exhausted. No, you know what I mean? Relatively to the US, oh, that's tough. I guess it would depend on the city, right? Because you can probably get a house in certain Midwestern cities or rural parts of the South for, you know, quite a lot cheaper than it could be to getting a reasonably sized flat for yourself or for you and one other person in someone like Manhattan. You know what I mean? Munich and Berlin are just so highly desired, just for German cities. Like, they're just highly desired cities, and they're expensive as hell, and a lot of major industries like BMW and Mercedes and, you know, Volkswagen, and it's so all this industry, and there's so much money, and there's the government buildings, and it's a lot. It's really intense. I am 34. God, it feels crazy to say that now. I'm 34, but only since last month. Ay, ay, ay. I think, let's see, I'm looking at the Dylan movie here. That's young? Okay, I'll take that. I look 20. Trex. For those listening, Trex here on the TikTok Live said I look 27. You know, and I know, and everyone here in the chat knows, that's bullshit. Okay? All right. I appreciate you filling my head with hot air. I appreciate it. Look, everyone loves to be blimped. Everyone loves it. It's not true. But I appreciate that. You look 10 years younger. That's absolute BS. How tall are you? Yes, thank you. Thank you, Mighty Mister's mom. I do look 34. Because I am 34. I'm just glad you didn't say I look 44, okay? I'm happy to look how old I am. I just hope I'm not told, oh, you look 53, you're 34. Let's see where time leads me. In centimeters, I'm 185? 6'1", I think is the thing. Anyway, this has been quite the sporadic episode here, but I want to say to the strange and wonderful people of this live, I know it wasn't a super long one, but thanks for being here. I love you guys. You're super cool. Oh, I'll answer. This is the last question. This is the last one. At which age did you start feeling old and not young anymore? Honestly, I would say 33. Like my birthday last year. Okay, Hannah. I didn't know that you had joined. I would say 33. 33 was like where my brain kind of realized I'm not 27 anymore. Because 27 for me, I was like, I'm going to be 27 forever, baby. And then I'm very much not anymore. Thank you, Toaz Mom, for the kind words. JC, what is the most brutally honest thing a German has said to you? Oh, man. Well, you know, I'm not like a skinny guy, so I've had plenty of Germans make note of my belly fat, you know, or make a note of like, well, hey, you're this tall and, you know, I'm a broad guy, I used to play sports. And they're like, well, you're wasting your whatever, your frame or your strength, you know, like, oh, you should. What do you mean this is too far of a bike or too far of a hiking trail, you know, or mocking if I want to, you know, do what I like. I'm an inside guy, man. I like playing video games. I like watching movies. I went to film school. I like doing, you know, I like tech and I like nerdy shit. And to have a German being like, you're kind of blowing it, huh? You know, like, why don't you get off your ass a little bit? That always hits a little hard, but it's true. All right, guys, I have to go now. Thank you for being part of the live, and you guys are the best. And thank you for everything. Love you guys. Bye-bye. All right, guys, I ended the TikTok live. Now it's just you and me here on the private podcast audio space. It's really chaotic, isn't it? I almost hate doing them because I never know where things are going to go. And it, you know, it's a little embarrassing how sporadic it is. I don't like how sporadic it is because I'm answering questions you guys can't see. What I wanted to say from the start of this was the new tour for next year is booked. It looks great. The book is in motion. Playing a cool festival in the summer that I can't talk about yet. Shout out to Moritz Bender, who is my good friend. A few episodes ago, he was interviewed with on the Peter Sarsgaard. Moritz's episode featuring Peter Sarsgaard. And he's officially a Golden Globe nominee. One of my best friends is a Golden Globe nominee. Unbelievable. I'm so proud of him. The creator story was true. One guy who I've worked with a lot is wonderful. One guy who I've worked with a lot in the past, POS, not my thing. So interesting how the game affects no matter what business you're in. Got a new editor in the works. I'm auditioning, so I'll let you know how that works out. And I think he's a very sweet guy. I wrote end of something here on my notebook. I cannot read what I wrote. It's really insane. And then I wrote Dylan movie ? Basically just trying to say I'm very excited for the Bob Dylan movie because I am a big Bob Dylan fan. All right, guys. Sorry for the chaos. I wanted to give you something fun this week and I ended up giving you a headache. But I love you. Thanks for listening and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.